We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Fenway Park. It is our 18th annual WEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, all to benefit the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Jimmy Fund. When Rich and I recently made a visit over to the Jimmy Fund Clinic and got to visit with all the kids and mainly play, to be honest with you, we go to play.
That's fine.
and we got to meet Mason, who was real big on tractor videos.
Loves tractors.
He had the phone going. He was showing us videos.
Love tractors.
Mason is 2 years old, Mason Wills. He's being treated for acute lymphoblastic leukemia. He's from Epsom, New Hampshire, and his mom, Stephanie, is with us. And Mason just doesn't feel up to making a trip to Fenway this morning.
That is true.
So you subbed in for him.
I did. I'm here.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
The kid loves his tractors.
Yes. He really does. That's his favorite thing.
Rides around with Dad on the lawn tractor.
Every time we come back from clinic, that's the first thing he wants to do.
So tell us Mason's story. How did this all begin? How did you know something was up? What have the steps been along the way?
You know, so all the kids got a flu shot in the house, but he was the only one that got the flu. And then, you know, he really didn't seem to kind of recover from it. You know, when you get the flu, you're down and out. And he got some constipation, and so a couple trips back to the doctor. That's what they kept saying, is that, you know, like, that's what's going on. That's why he won't walk. And his walking got less and less. And, you know, we were just sitting there like, there's just no way. Like, he's going, so why is he not walking? And he would say to me, like, Mama Boo-Boo, Mama Boo-Boo. And he would point to his leg or his knee or his foot. And you'd look and you're like, he didn't fall. He didn't hurt himself. I don't know what's going on. And I expressed that. And just every time I'd bring him back to the doctor, they were just like, hello, like, he's just not walking because he has to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And that, you know, really wasn't the case. And then it got to a point where we couldn't get him to stand. We couldn't get him to walk. He just wanted to sit on the couch. And he was, like, always, like, wincing in pain. And just one night he got a fever, and that was it. I was, like, called the doctors, and I was, like, bringing him in, you know. And
Mason is two.
He is.
How much does he understand of what's going on?
He doesn't really understand much, you know. Everybody, you know, now unfortunately at the point where it's like everybody new who comes in, he doesn't know, are you going to hurt me or are you going to, you know, say hi to me?
We did not, by the way.
No, you didn't.
We watched tractor videos.
He likes us. So,
that was really the best thing we could have done.
We had a great time with you guys.
That's all we could do. Now, he has three older siblings.
Yes, he does.
How has their lives changed? What has their reaction been to this?
You know, it's dramatic. I get the 15, 14, and 5, and, you know, the teenagers understand a lot.
Right.
Life's changed a lot. My Lucy, she's 5. She doesn't really seem to know a lot of, are you going to Boston today? You know,
right.
Kind of a thing. But, you know, the boys, they know what's going on. And so you can see that they worry about him.
The good news, the great news here, is that because of the incredible care at the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund Clinic, ALL is imminently curable. It is a pain in the rear end for Mason and for you guys right now. But he's going to be cured of this.
Yes, thank you for saying it like that. Yes, absolutely. That's what we're looking forward to.
Because it's hard to explain to people that they have made such strides because of the things that you guys have all made possible. You guys listening to us and the gifts that you've made, they've made such strides that this is in the category of we can fix this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Mason has the IKZF1 deletion, which makes his cancer more aggressive, and that was something that they didn't know about 10 years ago. Mm. So it's a blessing that they know about it now, and we can treat him more aggressively, and then, you know, we can really just stay on that path for a cure for him.
What have the doctors and nurses been like to you? You know, from day one, they've seen you guys a lot. How have they sort of embraced you guys?
You know, they know, you know, they're there for you, and they're supporting you, and they're, like, walking you through. They answer a lot of your questions. There's a lot of support out there. You get nonprofits coming from all over the place that are coming in and saying, hey, listen, we're here for you. You know, what can we do? And that really just makes it so much easier to have that support.
How long's the trip down from Epsom?
So, in the
given the traffic in Boston.
In the morning, we come in at a cool hour and 15, but it's the way home. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes, so.
There's a lot of tractor videos you can watch in the car, as I assume is what's going on.
Yes.
And it unfortunately is, and there are so many people in the exact same boat you're in.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get to where the care is best. So no matter where you have to come from, this is where you
want
to go.
That's exactly it. You know, when they asked us, where do you want him to go? We said, where would you bring your child? And they said Dana-Farber and Boston Children. So that's where we said we would go.
Now, his treatment right now, is it another 18 months? Is that what I heard?
So it's a total of 104 weeks.
Okay.
So, you know, like we're 6 months in. I don't really think the induction phase counts, you know, but so we're trucking along through it. And
you can sort of see the end.
We can. Yeah, kind of. The real heavy stuff, the inpatient is over, you know, so no more planned inpatient. So that gives you some hope, you know.
Well, we had such a good time with Mason. I mean, I probably shouldn't say that we were just watching tractor videos.
Well, that's fine, Dale. That's what it was. You know? That's what he wanted to do. It was his choice. If he wants to do that, that's what we're doing.
And we were all for watching the tractor videos, to be honest with you. But I understand he also likes to ride the cars around there.
Oh, yes.
For people who haven't been, and we've had the good fortune of being there on a number of occasions, it's the world's greatest playground.
Are you kidding me? Of course. These kids get in line. They know all the different vehicles, and they all have their favorites that they like to ride around in, and...
And there's a dinosaur there as well. Is that right?
That dinosaur. Oh, yes. Change
you
every time Mason wants to feed coins.
How much money have you given
the
dinosaur?
That's what I'm saying, right?
Probably a little bit. Well, it was great to visit with Mason, and I'm sorry he couldn't join us today, but it was really nice to have you come by and visit with
us.
We didn't get to see you. We saw Ben, I think,
you
when
did?
We were there.
You did? You saw Ben, my husband,
And we didn't get a chance to meet you, so thank you very much for coming by
thank
here and visiting with
me.
Us today. Great
thank
to see you.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thanks. Stephanie Wills joining us. Her son, Mason, is being treated at the Jimmy Fund Clinic for acute lymphoblastic leukemia. He's a pistol.
He really was. No, it was great to meet him.
He was so much fun to talk with and to visit with, and he did like his tractor videos.
Well, what's wrong with that, Dale? People have passions.
Who
right?
amongst us? Yeah. You know, haven't loved our tractor
Absolutely.
Videos. And joining us right now is Dominic DeLuca, who is hopping in here. He's from Forestdale. Dr. Richard Stone, the chief of staff at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, is joining us as well. Do I call you Dominic or do I call you Dom?
You can call me Dom.
Dom
calls me Dominic.
Okay. Only like when you were in trouble at home.
Yeah,
when
my mom's mad at me, that's about it.
It would be Dominic?
Yeah.
I know exactly how that would work.
Dominic Joseph DeLuca.
Oh, then you. Yeah. When she works the middle name.
The whole one, yeah.
Oh, then you're in deep trouble.
Real tough.
Well, good to see you.
How's it going?
I'm doing great, thanks. Tell me your story and how you found out that you had an illness.
So I was playing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.